And it is now time for your daily Fortis News Breaker production of Fortis Institute. The abortion lobby is writing big checks for November. Planned Parenthood's political arm will spend $2 million targeting 9 House Republicans across 6 states, largely to block Congress from making its federal defunding permanent. The group, formerly known as NARAL, is adding $23.5 million to win over independents and solve Republicans, insisting abortion is more popular than any politician. And while the lobby spends, 14 women harmed by abortion drugs sent a letter to the acting attorney general last week urging the Justice Department to settle Louisiana's lawsuit against the FDA and quit defending the Biden-era rule that lets abortion pills ship through the mail with no doctor visit. They're standing with the Louisiana woman whose boyfriend ordered the pills from a doctor in California for an abortion she says she never wanted. The administration says wait for a federal safety review, which won't wrap up until after the midterms, but the women say settle the case now and shut down the mail order pipeline. North of the border, a 27-year-old man who identifies as a woman has been arrested in Quebec, accused of sexually assaulting children he was hired to babysit. And one victim was 4 years old. Police say the man spent more than 4 years building trust with young mothers and abusing the children left in his care. Now watch how Canada reports it. The French language press and the police are calling him a woman. Canada's state broadcaster has done this for years, describing male rapists and a man who murdered his partner and their children as she. When a newsroom can't tell you a criminal's sex, it's not reporting anymore. It's protecting an ideology. And while Canadian journalists rewrite police reports, Australia's public broadcaster has found the culprit behind child marriage in Bangladesh. Get ready for this, because you didn't expect it. It's climate change. But there's only one problem. Child brides were the norm across that region for thousands of years before anyone drove an SUV. British census records from the 1880s put the average bride there at 13, and it took those much maligned Christian colonizers to pass the first minimum age marriage laws in 1929. Girls aren't sold off because of the weather and where they're protected. It's because someone taught that children bear the image of God. Over in Rome, a group calling itself the Rainbow Christians Movement marched in the city's Pride Parade behind a rainbow-painted cross they've named the Cross of the Covenant, insisting Catholic faith and LGBT identity belong together. You can paint a cross any color you want, but you don't get to repaint what it actually means. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.